Matthew is in Hammersmith. Matthew, what can you tell us?
You wouldn't really know if they don't want you to know. About a year and a half ago, I was tidying up the bedrooms, as you do, and I saw a dark... Sorry, I'm getting a bit choked up here.
Go on, mate. Take your time.
I saw my daughter's diary sticking out. I had a bit of... Come out of the room, had a bit of a... I don't know what made me go back, but I went back and had a read through. And I found out she was having...
Matthew, I think I know where you're going, and you've got all the time, all the space you need. And remember, you're talking to a dad who is frightened of the future. So
yeah, when reading through it, I found out she was having sort of sexual relations with her learning mentor. Carried on reading through the book, and another girl's name got mentioned. So I confronted my daughter about it. She wouldn't speak to me. She spoke to my wife.
Oh, mate.
Admitted it to her, and when it all finally came to a head, the learning mentor had been involved with 9, 10, it was up there, almost double figures of girls in the same school. Went to court last year, and he got put down for it and everything, but it was...
Doesn't bring your little girl back, does it?
No, robbed her. Robbed. She didn't think she was doing anything wrong.
Oh, Matthew.
He had it that all the girls thought they were all special to him, and it was almost like a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship.
Yeah. You had no clue. She wasn't...
Nothing at all. There was no difference in her whatsoever. Nothing at all.
Do you think she wanted you to see her diary?
I don't know. What had happened was about a week before her brother had said to me, "What's this, Dad?" And I looked at her and went, "Oh, that's her diary. Leave it alone. It's nothing to do with us. Put it back." Mm. And then, like I say, a week later or whatever, I went in tidying up and I saw it poking out, walked away. And then, I don't know, something just made me go back. She'd never do it, but I'm glad I did.
Well, I tell you what, I will now. I don't know, does that make me a good dad, a bad dad, or just a frightened father? I don't know, mate, but I would now. Now, you've said that to me. It's 10 years off. Age-wise for me, but how can you not? How can you not?
It's crazy. You want to trust them. You want to be the best dad in their eyes, but sometimes what they see is not the right thing.
Oh, crikey.
Especially if they're manipulated in such a way that they don't think they're doing anything wrong.
That's a great point that I'd missed, isn't it? Is it you just were thinking about it? I'm thinking about it selfishly. I'm looking, I'm a father, I'd do this, I'd do that. But you've got another fully functioning adult involved in the equation who you know nothing about, who is weaving his evil web.
And it wasn't just like he was a normal teacher. He was the learning mentor, so he had
one-on-one
time with them on his own in classrooms or whatever. And he also knew all the children's backgrounds.
So he could push the buttons.
He could push the buttons. And he did it with my daughter and he done it with some others as well.
Did your wife, was she as shocked as you, or had she detected any slight mood change?
There was no change whatsoever. She was just having a relationship that she saw. But she wasn't coming home saying, "Dad, I've got a boyfriend," or anything. But she was just doing the normal things, going out to the normal places. But, of course, a lot of it happened at school, and then arrangements were made where she might phone me and say, "I'm going round to Jackie's house," or whoever.
Yeah.
But she'd go round to his house.
How is she?
She managed quite well. She's stronger than me, I think. I've put on a brave thing. This is the first time I've actually spoke to anybody about it.
This story must have brought it all back for you, this girl.
My mum actually phoned me and asked if I'd phoned up Nick yesterday and the day before because he was all talking about it. And I said, no. And then, like, just listening to you today, you thinking that you wouldn't be able to know. You wouldn't, mate. You would not.
I believe you. I believe you. I feel so sorry for you. But, you know, don't stop me if I'm patronising you, but let's be serious about this. It's happened. She's got a loving family. She's got a mum and dad who would take a bullet for her.
Yep.
And you found out about it, and justice has been seen to be done, and you can help her put all the pieces back together.
I
sense no one's helped you, though, and I know that may sound odd, and you don't want help because you're only caring about her, but no one's helped you, have they? No one's helped you hold it.
Well, I've always been a sort of self-help, you know. I don't believe in all psychologists and talking to people, but I don't know, maybe I should have done it. Just got a bit of relief, actually, talking to you today. It's been nice.
Well, it's... it's been a privilege hearing from you, frankly, and it can't have been an easy call to make.
Just had to park up and talk to you, and I'm staying to my eyes clear a bit.
Well, yeah, you do that. You do that, and give her a big cuddle when you get home tonight.
Yeah, I will do. James, all the best. Brilliant show, mate.
Mind how you go. Let's go to travel.